News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the severe shortage of second-hand homes hitting the market has pushed prices upwards. That's according to the latest Daft.ie house price report. Ronan Lyons, economist at Trinity College Dublin, author of the report, joins us now. Ronan, just give us a flavour of what you discovered.
Yeah, so there was a relatively substantial increase just between June and September, so in the third quarter of the year. It's one of the five largest, 3.1% nationally, one of the five largest we've seen in the last 7 or so years. And it means if we're looking now compared to a year ago, on average across the country, prices are just over 6% higher than they were. In some ways, it sounds like, yeah, so what? That keeps on happening. Tell me something I don't know. What's different in the last report is that over the last few months, we've seen inflation tick up in Dublin, even as it ticks down in most of the rest of the country. And that really, I think, gets to the changing dynamic. The new build sector has increased, but the homes for sale segment is very reliant on secondhand homes. And those secondhand homes have been in short supply over the last 18 months or so with interest rates rising.
Is it because of, what are the reasons for that?
Yeah, I mean, so to kind of put some numbers on this, in terms of secondhand homes available to buy on the 1st of September, around the country, there were about 11,900 at the start of this month. And that's down 12% this time last year. But perhaps more importantly, if we look back to a year that wasn't quite so tight, if you look back to 2019, there were about twice as many, about 25,000 secondhand homes for sale at any particular point in time. There had been, clearly, with lockdowns, a big fall in availability during 2020 and into 2021. It was recovering, and it was recovering quite well over the course of 2022. But as interest rates started to rise, people locked in low interest rates, and that means there's very little incentive for them to go into the market until interest rates come back down and or they roll off their fixed rates. And over the last 18 months or so, the number of homes available has been falling, and falling pretty sharply. And there hasn't been a September over the last 20 years when we've had just 12,000 homes for sale. So that's how tight it is.
Even in that relatively high figure that you quoted, there is one standout city, and that's Limerick. 9.7% inflation there. Any particular reason for that, do we know?
Yeah, I mean, Limerick's an interesting one in both the sales and rental segments. It has been showing higher rates of inflation consistently over the last few years compared to the other cities. Some of that is because it's the same size as Galway, and yet it's significantly cheaper. So as people have been freed up for remote work, Limerick looks more attractive than Dublin and perhaps more attractive than Cork and Galway from a value point of view. But that can only sustain itself with the city itself doing well. And I think there it's the sort of the long legacy of the Celtic Tiger period. Limerick perhaps didn't have the same upswing in economic activity in the 2000s as Dublin, Cork and Galway did. But it has recovered quite strongly in the 2010s and into the 2020s. And that underlying economic strength, I think, is showing through, especially given there's effectively very little new supply. All the cities outside Dublin, I mean, Dublin is still not getting enough new homes per year, but the other cities are significantly worse. They haven't seen anything like the volume of construction that Dublin has. So all the cities outside Dublin, and indeed most of the country, is suffering from a lack of new building. But Limerick has that lower price level to start with.
Just very finally, interest rates, it does seem, are on the way down. Do you expect that will have an impact in terms of a cooling in the housing market, or is the scarcity of supply going to continue to drive up prices?
So I'm going to give you the classic economist's answer on the one hand. On the other hand, I mean, it will clearly have an impact. But the challenge, I guess, is that the impact will be relatively slowly felt, that people who have fixed for 3 or 5 or 7 years are probably just going to wait until that 3, 5 or 7 years is done. People started fixing in 2021. So the shortest fixers and the earliest and shortest fixers are coming back onto the market now. But there'll be people who fixed in 2022 for 7 years, and they won't be coming off their fixed interest rates for another 5 years. So the secondhand market is really going to recover quite slowly, I think. And that really puts even more emphasis, not just for the remainder of this government, but for the next government, on systemic issues around supply, rather than, I know you were chatting about the budget, rather than, say, tinkering with taxes or grants in the budget. That's not going to fix this. This is a systemic issue.
Okay. Ronan Lyons, economist at Trinity College Dublin, author of that DAFT.ie house price report. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.